This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three of the Wednesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And, of course, we invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com. Still to come here, your calls about whatever you want. That's the point behind Free Talk Live. Also, the Army screwing over some of their own troops. We'll explain that to you and more. We got to get to the phones because the calls, they've been waiting patiently. As we played last hour, we played the audio from five Tennessee cops beating and torturing a man so they could get drugs and money from him. We played that, and people were holding on very patiently through that. So we need to get to those calls. 1-800-259-9231. Let's start with Bruce in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Bruce. Doing great.
I just want to say congratulations on a great show, and I am almost sorry I called tonight because there's no way to be able to just touch on the seriousness of all this. But I just go ahead.
No, he said it was appalling, yes, and yes. He's right.
I just wanted to, it's not on that point. I wanted to ask you something else, if you don't mind.
Well, that's fine. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Go for it.
All right. Here's my deal. I want to call up the big-time talk show conservative radio people. And
what? We're not the big-time talk show conservative radio people?
Obviously not. We're not big-time, nor are we conservatives.
I've been coming to work every day because I thought we were big-time.
I would say definitely big-time. But, no, I want to challenge them on libertarianism.
And how do you plan on doing that?
Well, that's what I want to ask you for some advice. Here's the deal. I want to ask them the killer question about libertarianism. I want to call up Laura Ingraham or Michael Reagan or whoever and say, do you own yourself? And
that's
then
a good
start
question.
The discussion from there.
You know, I can't imagine that you'd, I think it would be so obscure. First of all, you'd get screened out.
Sure, no doubt.
And it would be so obscure.
I'll have to lie to get in, I'm sure.
Right, that's true. And what they often do with somebody who's lied to get through is they just figure out they'll dump you for and say you've cussed,
right. You'll never make it on the air.
Okay, so that's why I'm calling you guys first. What should I ask them?
Gosh, you know, I've done this before, and it was some guy that was talking about us paying for hospitalization. I think it had something to do with Terry Schiavo, the taxpayers should pay for it or something like that. And I said, you know, I called in and said that I was a Scientologist and I didn't believe in hospitalization. So why should I have to pay for it?
Yeah.
And, you know, what did he say? You're a cultist. Click.
Right. This is what you're going to be coming up against, Bruce. You're going to find that if you can get through the call screener with a lie, that once you get on the air, even if you can get some words out, even if you can throw a question out there, if the host feels threatened by it, he will drop your call, answer your question in some, you know, cheap manner, and then just dodge by it or spin it into some sort of a political rant, and there's not going to be a conversation. I mean, actually know of a talk show host that tends to have some sort of level of conversation, maybe Michael Medved, maybe he would play with you. You know, I've heard him actually engage libertarians on his show before.
I have too, and generally he'll nitpick something. If he's losing, he'll find us. Well, do you believe in public schools? And then of course you say, no, I don't believe in government indoctrination centers. Then you, ha, 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 ha. Well, it's obviously you're a crackpot, and nobody's going to listen to you. Goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting. I mean, I'm curious to know if you actually succeed at this and if you get through and what your experience is like.
Well,
I can't
I'll tell
predict
you what,
it.
Maybe that's the deal. Maybe what I ought to do is go ahead and try it and record all of the attempts and put them up on a podcast or something.
I think that'd be a neat idea.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to think about it too, Bruce. I'm going to see if I can come up with the perfect libertarian question for a talk show host that's going to stump and stifle.
I will be listening intently,
Bruce. The libertarian talk, the talk show attack dog.
Yes, he's
absolutely
talk assassin. Let us know, Bruce. Thanks, man. We appreciate
I'll
hearing from you.
Thanks.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Alex in Michigan. Alex, you take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm from Michigan.
Yes, you are.
Just south of Detroit.
Congratulations. What's on your mind?
Well, this afternoon I got a very interesting phone call from she had said she was from a government agency.
Mm-hmm.
The number was *67. It was unavailable. She was requesting that my 9-month-old child be fingerprinted.
Why?
Now they want to fingerprint our children.
Why was she requesting?
And I said, I'm a Christian, and I said, I'm not. I'm against that. And the next thing you're going to be trying to do is put microchips into our children. Mm-hmm. And I said, there's a million other Christians out there who would agree with me and who would side with me. And she said, well, you're just another Christian, and let me in. She hung up on me.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Are you familiar with this organization?
When the ladies call from the government, they always ask me to touch myself.
Now that's weird.
We don't even know what the organization is. You don't remember the bureaucracy, right?
Right.
Well, okay. I had something sort of similar to this happen to me when I was a youngster. I was walking through the mall with my family, and there was a kiosk set up, and somebody from the sheriff's department was there and said, "Hey, why don't we fingerprint your kid in case he gets lost or something?"
That's
yeah.
What she said, in case he gets lost.
Yeah, if I had known better, I would have said, I'll take my chances.
You know, I think I know how to watch my own kids.
Yeah.
And that's a good point. Although, you know, to their credit, it is a voluntary program. I've never heard of them making phone calls, outgoing cold calls about
this.
She
knew my name, too.
Well, I would figure she got your phone number.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of them making outgoing calls, but nonetheless, it is still a voluntary program.
How did you know I had a child?
Oh, gosh. I'm sure you registered them with the Social Security Department, unless you had it without actually going...
How did you get access to that information? You know what I mean? This is really scary.
They're governments. Sometimes they share information, but sometimes
I wouldn't doubt that it was a government official that could very well have called you.
Yeah, I know. I want to let everyone know that, you know, to be aware of this.
Yeah, I say, you know, in regards to the fingerprint thing, if you go and you get your kid fingerprinted, make sure that you're the only one that keeps the files. You know, if they blacken your kid's fingers and you put them down on a piece of paper, make sure you're the only one that gets that paper. It's a totally voluntary process at this point. I'd be against it if they were coercing you, if they were forcing you to have your kids fingerprinted. But as of now, it's a choice. Any other thoughts for us?
No, and I heard what you were saying about that and with the gentleman in Tennessee. That was horrible.
Yeah, it really was. Alex, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, it doesn't make me want to trust the police, that we played last hour.
As a matter of fact, these five bastards mugs looking me down for the past half an hour has been a little unsettling.
They're some ugly, ugly men. Very sick. All right. Yeah, and by the way, you can see their pictures over at hammeroftruth.com if you click on some of the links they have there. Let's go to Keith in Indiana. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Keith.
Greetings.
That was pretty disturbing tape, all right? I thought more people would be talking about that instead of other things. But,
well, they were holding on for those things through that tape, so they were being very patient. So what's on your mind?
A couple of biblical things came to mind. When Christ told the tax collectors, because let's face it, that's what the police are, they're tax collectors. And, you know, he said basically don't exact any more than they make you. In other words, they couldn't make a profit in their profession, so they'd have to get out of the profession. Matthew was a tax collector. I don't believe for a minute he stayed a tax collector after being converted.
I see.
So, but anyway, plus then you're in the, you know, suppose I know this guy and I'm on the way over to the house. I hear him screaming, or I'm his neighbor, and I grab a shotgun and I'm looking in the window and I see this going on. I'd be in a difficult position like Moses was when he's trying to defend his slave brother, because that's what we are. We're slaves. We volunteer.
Pretty much. You'd be looking through a window, you'd be seeing ununiformed officers. These guys were not in uniform, so, I mean, you'd be seeing essentially five guys beating a man in a chair.
Well, if I say freeze with my shotgun and they draw a gun, I can shoot them.
Good point.
I can make a citizen's arrest, but then I have to get out of that one.
You know, I was thinking
I'd
about
be
the
in the
citizen...
wilderness for 40 years.
I was thinking about the citizen's arrest thing. A friend of mine had gotten a ticket jaywalking, and... Then she watched a couple of days later as a cop was jaywalking. And she's like, hey, I could give him a citizen's arrest.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Good luck. Hey,
I got one for jaywalking. You just say, I thought it was a bus advertisement. Don't walk.
Keith, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You want to comment on the Eugene Seiler beating tape or whatever's on your mind? Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zangle could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zangle is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manowich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com where we have updates. Whenever there's something that you need to know about the show, if you want to be the first to know, you can get on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Sign up. It's totally free. Updates.freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So last hour, we spent the entire hour playing audio from five Tennessee cops beating a man, torturing a man, hooking up electricity to his testicles, shooting him with something, beating him, threatening him with death. I mean, it was just some of the most disturbing audio. And by the way, I'll be posting the link to the entire 12-minute audio file tonight on the Free Talk Live BBS. So you can
the amazing thing is that this hasn't gotten really any coverage at all on in major media.
Nope.
This is not a new story, particularly.
Of course it's not. Now, it's getting coverage in Tennessee, a little bit of coverage in Knoxville. That's where we got some of the information about the officers being sentenced. So it's being followed there. But, yeah, has this made CNN? Fox News? No. This certainly is newsworthy. I mean, this kind of audio tape doesn't come out very often. We've never heard anything like this before.
And I guess it's because the guy's guilty. In all likelihood, Gene was, in fact, a drug dealer, right?
He was on probation for some sort of a past drug charge.
And people, I guess people don't get that if we don't protect the people like Gene that are guilty, then what happens when the innocent people get it? You never know. You're not protected.
Yeah, what happens if the cops think that they're going to break into your house and beat you within an inch of your life because they suspect you of having drugs? At one point in the tape, which I didn't edit into my version, they talk about how they were watching his house, that they were watching people come and go, monitoring telephone calls, and that because of that, they couldn't believe that there was no drugs or no money in the house. And I don't know, what if they made a mistake? What if they
They make them all the time.
Yeah, what if they were monitoring your house on a tip, an anonymous tip? Maybe one of your neighbors doesn't like you and says, you know, I think Manwich, he's selling drugs out of his house. So they start watching your house, and you happen to have a lot of parties, and people are coming over to your house. And so the cops decide that you must be selling drugs, and they come in, they raid your house, they hold you at gunpoint, and they beat you and demand to know where your drugs are. It could happen.
Sure could.
And then when they don't find anything, and they have no charges to bring you up on, they just leave you there.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah, they leave you there.
And that's what would have happened to him had had there not been the audio tape.
Right. And so that's, there you go. It's a real-life example of the war on drugs and why it needs to end. Because Eugene Seiler would not have been selling prescription pills if it wasn't illegal to do so. He was making money off of this.
Sure, he was.
Sure, there are some people that sell prescription pills to people that honestly need them for pain. They can't get them for whatever reasons. There are people like that out there, but most of them are selling them for profit motive. They need to pay the rent, they need to pay their bills, who doesn't? Going to make money, and this is an easy way, simple way for them to do it. But he wouldn't be able to if it was a product that you could just go and purchase over the counter. If you could go and get oxycodone, and I don't even know what the drug was that was involved here. It was some sort of pill. But if you could go and buy oxycodone over the counter, just walk into Walmart, get yourself a bottle full of pills, and take it home with you, Eugene Seiler's out of business.
Way out of business.
He's going to have to get a job at McDonald's.
Or a pharmacy, where he can get a discount on the pills.
Right, but it wouldn't matter. I mean, right. It'd be a 10% discount, and he wouldn't be able to mark them up and make anything decent without doing serious volume. Because when a product is legal and sold through legitimate channels, if drugs are legal, you can make money still off of them, just not as much. So right now, the illegality...
For instance, you could... buy aspirin and sell it at a... If you could get it in bulk and you could try to sell it at a discount, you just wouldn't make enough.
Right, aspirin goes for 99 cents for a bottle. That's not worth your time. But it's worth it for drug dealers to sell drugs because the profit incentive is tremendous. I mean, we've heard statistics anywhere between 1,700% and 3,000, 4,000% increases on what the price should be. Because if cocaine or marijuana or some other product was as cheap as tobacco or aspirin or some other legitimate products, you'd have to be selling serious volume to make decent money.
It's the really high prices that make some of the problems of drugs. Not all the problems, but some of the drugs are caused by the high prices. A guy can't work at McDonald's and make enough money to support a crack habit or a crank habit or whatever. You pick insert drug here.
But if he had an aspirin habit, he could support that.
Right. So
sure,
what he has to do in order to get the money for the drugs is illegal stuff. And some of that illegal stuff is harming innocent people like me and my family. Who don't do drugs.
That's right.
And what you're saying is the war on drugs creates criminals.
Absolutely.
It creates all sorts of criminals.
Right. It creates criminals on the side of the distribution of drugs, and it creates criminals on the side of the enforcers. These guys are supposed to be the ones that are protecting us from drugs, when in fact all they're doing is just using their positions of authority and using their positions of power to enrich themselves. So there you are again with the profit. The profit is the incentive behind the cops going bad. The profit gives these cops the reason and the excuse to maybe violate their moral systems. Maybe it would normally be against their morals to beat a man within an inch of his life.
In the case of these five fellas, I doubt it.
You're probably right. I mean, these are just some sick dudes.
Yeah.
And as I pointed out, I think they've probably done it before. I mean, you don't come into a guy's house carrying a battery with you so you can put it down on the floor because later on you're planning on telling him that you're going to electrocute his testicles. That's something you've done before.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious that they were well versed in what they were doing.
Right. Constantly putting the pressure on him. Sign the form, Eugene.
That's, you know, the amazing thing is that's all that was said just over and over. Poor Gene didn't get a chance to speak because they didn't want to hear anything he said.
He did. It was a 40-minute long tape.
And so I edited it down.
It was the highlight reel, essentially.
Might I add, that was a fine job of editing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I didn't really notice throughout it too often. Well,
the portions where Eugene was speaking were mostly unintelligible. He's an illiterate man. He's not a brilliant dude. He's hard to understand.
Mostly because he's getting his ass whomped on.
That's a huge factor as well. I mean, there's some parts where it doesn't help. There are some parts where you can understand him, and I included those where he claims that, you know, he didn't sell drugs to kids. He claims that he doesn't like guns. And he claims that he's going to have a heart attack, and he claims he wants an ambulance. I mean, there's some things that you can understand that he said. And there were some parts where he was trying to bargain with the cops, like, I'll get you people. He was trying to, you know, tell them that he'd roll over onto other people.
They didn't care about that.
That's right. Nope. Well, we got you. We want you. We want your drugs and money, so sign this form.
Yeah.
And we don't know if he actually did sign the form. And really, what would have stopped the cops from... I still am totally not at a loss to explain why they bothered with the form anyway. But if they were going to steal his drugs and money, why not just go steal them?
That is true. It's not as if Eugene would have called the police and said, somebody stole my drugs and money.
Right. Officer Monday stole my drugs. Oh, okay. Thanks. Like they're going to bring charges against him. I mean, as you pointed out, man, which there would have been no charges brought had it not been for the 40-minute audio tape that his wife had brilliantly decided to record.
Absolutely not. He could have gone there. They could have taken his drugs and money. He could have gone to the station the next day, beaten and bruised and limping. And his wife could have said, they beat up my husband. Your Officer Monday and his crew beat up my husband last night and took his drugs and money. It was terrible.
Yeah? Oh, here's a form. You can fill this out. That would be their response. And actually, in some cases, some police departments don't even have complaint forms. They just tell you to go F off. 1-800-259-9231. My question, of course, with all this, these bad cops, is what are we going to do about it? When are we going to stand up and fight back? What's the appropriate response for law-abiding people to do in regards to these police? More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, wiki.freetalklive.com. It is totally listener editable. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com, you can surf around, you can see the information there about the show, about the hosts, about the callers, about the issues we talk about. There's tons of information there, and all of it has been created by you, the listeners. wiki.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi. You guys were talking earlier about the sentence those cops got, 6 years, I think.
That's right. You're actually there in Tennessee where all this went down, where the five cops beat a man near within an inch of his life. And, 6 years was what one of them got. 6 years was the highest sentence.
Well, I think, you know, if it's a cop doing something, they should get extra time. But as far as sentencing in general, I wanted to say something about that. Because when I was young, I remember that most people didn't get the kind of time that they get. I guess that since we've got all these different wars, one of them is a war on crime.
Mm-hmm.
So in response to that, of course, what the government does is increase all the sentencing. So when I was young, if a guy, let's say five guys jumped some guy on the street corner and beat the crap out of him and then ran away and left him there and, you know, broke his eye and broke his nose and blackened his eye and did a few things, you know. So the guy wound up with a few stitches. I don't think that in that situation those four guys would have probably got 30 days.
Really?
Yeah. And now, of course, you do something like that. And I'm talking about a first offense, of course. Nowadays, if you catch somebody doing something like that, they're going to do some serious time. We're talking a couple of years, probably, at the minimum. Probably 3 years, 4 years is the minimum time somebody's going to get.
So how do you feel about that?
I feel that it's a wrong move. I think it's wrong because, number one, I don't believe in the state, period. But if you do believe in the state and this concept of a state having power to punish people, they're giving the wrong message. Because if you've got somebody who's not a problem criminal, you know, not somebody that's always causing trouble, but some kids that went out and got themselves in trouble.
Yeah, they made a mistake.
And then you give them serious time like this, what you're telling them and is that, you know, the punishment is great, no matter what they do. So that escalates the crime. So in other words...
Oh, yeah, since you're going to be in jail for X amount of years, you might as well bash his head against the pavement a few more times.
I'm going to make sure, you know, if I'm going to do something that I know that I'm going to do 10 years or more for, I'm going to say, well, the heck with this. I'm not going to spend 10 years with them. I'm not going to give this guy a chance to testify against me. I'm going to whack him.
Well,
I think if we had restitution, that's what I'd really like to see, is restitution for something like this.
That would help.
You know, then they would be essentially in prison while they're free, while they're working. I mean, you know, they have to work for the money to pay this guy.
Yeah, right. Right now, you just have to pay the sentence. You just have to spend the time. You don't actually have to work to make things right. You don't actually have to make your victims whole. Restitution would really go a long way to fix that.
Why not make it all restitution?
The biggest growing industry in this country is prison industries, or any kind of so-called corrections. And that's because you know, the government gets money when they do this. So they've been dishing out more and more time for smaller and smaller crimes.
Good point.
And everybody that's on this war on crime bandwagon, especially these, you know, these soccer moms that go, oh, my gosh, I can't have crime out there. Give that guy a long time to spend in jail. Well, eventually he's going to get out. And next time he gets out, he's going to, you know, assuming he doesn't get reformed, which probably 90% of the people don't get reformed, then when he gets out, he's going to say, well, you know, you're not sending me back a second time, buddy. You know, I'm going to make sure that there's either no witnesses or, you know, that the crime is worth it. You know, they're going to say, well, if I'm going to do it this time, it's going to be a big crime because I'm not going to take a chance like that again on a small crime.
As the Christian anarchist, if Eugene Seiler, the man who was beaten within inches of his life by these cops, if he was your brother, what would your response be to these cops?
I can't say on the air.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I suspect it wouldn't be very nice.
Probably not.
Now, I want to hear a little bit more about your idea, Jason, of all restitution.
Right. As opposed to handing down a sentence, why not hand down an amount of restitution?
Mm-hmm.
Have somebody stay in prison until they paid off X amount of dollars to whomever it was that they had harmed.
So they could work really, really hard and make money quicker and get out quicker.
Exactly.
This is sort of the difference between the I can't remember what the terminology was, the retributionist versus the retaliationist,
okay,
or something like that. Do you remember when we were talking about the differences?
Yeah, that's right. Some libertarians want to throw you in jail. Some libertarians just want to make you whole. And some libertarians are, pacifists and they don't want to do anything.
I find it hard to believe that society would accept just retribution, or just, a restitution. I think that they want to see a certain amount of punishment.
Well, now, hold on a second there. Now, society, you can't speak for what society is going to want. We know for a fact that there are different opinions out there. Now, Jason and I, we think that restitution's fine, and that's as far as it should go. The federal agent emailed us a couple weeks back, and he said that wouldn't be good enough for him. If one of his family members were harmed or killed, he would want to see that person come to harm as well. He would want to see that person be punished as well. So perhaps the victim's desires could be a factor as well.
No, they could be, but I mean, victim's desires could be, I want this guy strung up by fishing wire.
True.
Hung over a tar pit for a couple of days. It could be ridiculous, and then you'd have to set up a board who would arbitrarily decide what's ridiculous and what isn't ridiculous.
True, and the victims are also going through severe emotional trauma, and
yes,
they're probably not thinking too clearly as well.
Precisely.
And as a matter of fact, in some countries, the victims get to chop the heads off of the criminal.
Yeah, I don't like that.
The family gets to if the daughter's been raped or something like that. It's some crazy
now,
stuff.
Along with the restitution idea, not only would they be making money to pay back whomever it was that they harmed, but in the period of time in which they'd be working, they would pay off the money we would be paying to have them in prison.
Exactly. That is the idea behind full libertarian restitution.
That would be great.
1-800-259-9231. Since we're talking about people getting beaten, let's talk about bullying. It's for real. Kids get beaten up by bullies in high school and middle school and elementary school. But now there's a new crime that may be on the books, man. Where is this happening and what is going on? Cyberbullying?
It's in Canada.
Okay.
But you remember, they're one of those democratically elected free places, too.
Yeah.
So
it's going to happen here.
Humbug.
Yeah.
What's going on?
The Regina City Council has taken aim at bullies with a new bylaw that allows fines up to $2,000 for bullying in public or in cyberspace. On Monday night, council approved the Regina Anti-Bullying and Public Fighting Bylaw. Among other things, it makes it illegal to bully another person in a public place and through written or electronic communication. It also makes it an offense to take pictures or video of a fight and post it online.
Oh, dear.
Hmm. So, what about a hockey match? Hockey's pretty big in Canada. A lot of guys like to jaw at other players while they're on the ice. Oh, I'm going to rip you apart. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess you could make the excuse that they consented to that sort of behavior in advance.
Sure.
Not only are they going to make internet bullying outlawed, which is just totally ludicrous, but they're also going to outlaw videotaping of fights.
Right. If you want to go farther, bullying includes comments or conduct intended to intimidate, humiliate, or isolate people in a way that causes physical or emotional distress.
And this only applies to people within this one city?
Yeah.
I want to come back and explore this more. 800-259-9231. This is ludicrous and insane. 1-800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, Wednesday edition of the show. We're inside Hour 3. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Experience the live streams that we have there, broadband version, dial-up version, both totally free, freetalklive.com. There's a new law that's been passed in a town in Canada. Town, city, I'm not sure what size it is, but what's the town name again?
Regina,
yes. Regina, Canada.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Well, they passed a law that says there will be no more bullying and punishable by up to $2,000 fine.
I wonder if the cops are just going to start getting rich. Yeah, lots of police, more money for the police departments in Regina.
Yeah, well, one of the things, not just regular bullying did they outlaw, but they also outlawed online bullying. Online harassment.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read the description of online harassment again?
Well, it just says that bullying includes comments or conduct intended to intimidate, humiliate, isolate, or isolate people in a way that causes physical or emotional distress. Isolate?
Comments?
Emotional distress? Comments?
They've essentially outlawed speech.
Freedom of speech.
In Canada.
Because, as we've said on this show so many times, freedom of speech isn't there to protect popular speech.
Sure.
It isn't there to protect, who do you like better, Little Kim or Snoop Dogg? Because nobody cares.
Right.
It's there to protect speech that's unpopular.
And it's there to protect speech from people that are mean. I mean, if you're hurting somebody, that's one thing. If you're twisting someone's arm, if you're causing them physical pain, if you're throwing them in trash cans, if you're being a bully on a physical basis, I could understand bringing charges. I could understand
sure.
someone getting in trouble for that. But calling someone names? Haven't these city council members ever heard sticks and stones? I mean, come on.
It's a kinder, gentler world now.
Well, apparently,
you can't
yeah.
say mean things to people.
Apparently, no. In Canada, there is no freedom of speech, and you just can't say mean things. Otherwise, you're going to get a $2,000
fine.
Yeah,
you're a bully.
They've extended it to the internet, which means that if you post a message on, for instance, the Free Talk Live message board, and you live in Regina, and the other person who you posted the message to lives in Regina, then that could be considered online bullying. Now, obviously, they can only legislate in their local area, so they can't affect whether or not the people in the next town can, I guess, curse out their citizens online. So if there's a Saskatchewan message board, everyone else in Saskatchewan can make fun of the Regina people, but no one in Regina can actually make fun of... Oh, and they can't make fun of their own city council either, could they?
But not if it isolated them, no.
Right.
Not if it caused them emotional distress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now if you're saying mean things about the council, they can put you in jail and maybe fine you $2,000.
Certainly this new type of internet bullying where episodes of bullying are posted on the internet and a young person's humiliation goes on and on and on is really something I'd like to see come to an end.
This is a city council
member?
Yeah,
this is Fred Clipsom. talking about
it goes
this.
On and on yeah. and on. I guess what he means by that is the fact that when you post a message on a message board like bbs.freetalklive.com, it's there permanently until either the site goes offline or someone on the BBS decides to remove old messages.
Oh, it's emotionally damaging. I had to look at that post 13 times yesterday.
Yeah, every time I open my web browser, there's that same post over and over again. What? It's easy to avoid things you don't want to see on
yes.
the internet.
I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you what. It's got to be awful to get your butt kicked and then to have the video of it on the internet. And apparently this is happening with increasing frequency in schoolyard fights in Regina, that they're being videotaped and displayed online.
Well, sure. People have video phones and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yep. It's got to be awful. It has to be awful, I must say. But I don't...
Eye of the tiger, man, which... Rain up. Hit the meat.
So what are you saying? Just win?
I'm saying these kids who are getting picked on need to learn to defend themselves.
Mm. Well, sometimes it's not easy if there's more than one person.
That's true.
That's quite so.
And the video
but if you fight like a rabid mongoose against two or three guys, they will never bother you again.
That is true.
Good I point. Mean, shed a little bit of their blood in the process of getting your butt beat, and they're going to be like, whoa, I'm picking on somebody else.
Well... Here's other news for you. Hundreds of soldiers wounded in Iraq have found themselves fighting off bill collectors on the home front, according to the Government Accountability Office and ABC News. Hundreds of them have military debts. I thought for a moment they were going to say that they just didn't pay their mortgage while they were over in Iraq and there were people coming after them for it. But no, it's actually the military themselves going after their own troops. One guy calls it financial friendly fire because their financial records are so bad. This is a friendly fire where we're hurting and wounding our own. Here's an example. Army Specialist Tyson Johnson of Mobile, Alabama, had just been promoted in a field ceremony in Iraq when a mortar round exploded outside of his tent, almost killing him. It took my kidney, my left kidney.
Wow.
Shrapnel came in through my head, the back of my head, he recounted. His injuries forced him out of the military. And the Army demanded that he repay an enlistment bonus of $2,700 because he'd only served two-thirds of his three-year tour.
Honey, I should have ducked.
Does that seem a little bit wrong to you?
It seems very wrong to me.
In the
course of doing his job, he got injured?
Right.
And now they want to take back his signing bonus?
It's your fault that mortar exploded and... No, it wasn't his fault. A mortar exploded and hurt the guy.
Well, it probably has more to do with the fact that the bureaucracy of the Army just says, he didn't do the whole... He was reading down the list.
Yeah.
He didn't do
yeah.
his whole time. They don't have any idea why it is that he's being released and don't care. It's just their job to... Anybody who's not in for the requisite 12 months...
That's a great point. They just don't care. These bureaucrats, heartless. They don't give a rat's butt about these people. Johnson was his account was turned over to bill collectors when he couldn't pay the Army directly. He ended up living out of his car when the Army reported him to credit agencies as having bad debts, making it impossible for him to even rent an apartment. These guys are the Army's ruining their own soldiers' lives over piddly amounts of money. I mean, really, $2,700 to the military, that's a toilet seat. 800-259...
It's a hammer.
1-800-259-9231. There's yet another example of the military screwing over one of their own. Coming up, 800-259-9231 for your comments here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lagos with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're in the market for a used car, and a cherry red convertible makes your mouth water. Don't sign on the dotted line yet, because your cherry might be a lemon. When I come back, I'll produce some helpful hints.
Bobby Lagos here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
That used car is the apple of your eye. But beware, the engine might be rotten to the core. Take the advice of the Federal Trade Commission, and yours truly, shop around before you pick that seemingly sweet deal. Check out the car's repair records, maintenance costs, and safety and mileage ratings. Then test drive it for a couple of hours on hills, highways, and in stop-and-go traffic. Finally, have a certified technician perform a pre-purchase inspection and give you a shopping list of repairs. Now you're ready to basket a great used car. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Now's the time to make the call if you want to get on tonight. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything for free, the bulletin board system, archives, wiki updates, and more. All on the house. Now, if you like the fact that we give you everything for free, well, voluntarily contribute to the show. We call the program AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. For $3 a month, we'll take that money in and turn it right back around into strippers. And no, we'll take it right.
Whoa!
We'll turn it right back in a rack. We'll turn it around into promotion and advertising for the show.
You've been hearing out.
We're seriously promoting the show with AMP, and we've got over 200 of our listeners that are already amplifying Free Talk Live. It's fantastic.
You know, Ian was going to get married at one point here in the amount of time that I knew him, and his fiance at the time was trying to get him to go out to a bachelor party, and I said, I'll take you to a strip club. I know that he's never been to one, and he's like, no. Just absolutely, flat-out refused. Wow. I said, I'll buy all the really expensive beer that they have at strip clubs. I just would like to see you get into one of these places. He's like, no.
Really?
Crazy.
I have no interest in that.
He has no interest in it.
Wow. Apparently, you have interest in not going.
Yeah, most guys would go
on a waste of my
free
time.
Trip.
It's a waste of time.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yes,
I mean,
I've
never been to a strip club, but if somebody offered to take me, I'd probably go.
The problem with a strip club is it costs $20 to get in the door. A good strip club is costs $20 to get in the door, and then the beers are $7 a piece.
I don't drink, and it's not like I'm a sex fiend, so I don't really.
Well, do you like to look at naked ladies?
I have no objection to looking at naked ladies. I've certainly seen plenty of pictures of them, and they're not that.
it's not a big deal to see them dancing on a stage. I mean, it doesn't excite me at all. Anyway.
The prospect of it doesn't excite him at all.
Right.
He hasn't seen it. He doesn't know whether it excites him at all.
I don't care to know. Anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up for the AMP program. Here's the rest of the story on these military guys that are being screwed by the military. Here's another one for you. ABC News. Staff Sergeant Ryan Kelly lost his leg in a roadside bomb attack in Iraq. Now, he didn't realize it, but the Army continued to mistakenly pay him combat bonus pay, as though he were still in Iraq,
okay,
which was about $2,000, while he was in the hospital rehabilitating. Then, they demanded that money back, too. He was threatened by the Army with debt collectors and a negative credit report. According to the excuse-making bureaucrat in the Army, by law, he's not entitled to the money, so he must pay it back. The Army said it moved wounded soldiers out of the battlefield so quickly its accounting office could not keep up, resulting in numerous payroll errors.
Hmm.
So because the Army is slow and stupid and bureaucratic, the fact that they are slow and stupid resulted in them making mistakes with the payroll, and now these guys have to pay the consequences. They were paid the extra money. They probably took it and spent it on stuff, because that's what people do with paychecks. And now they're being told they owe the money back, and if they don't pay it back, their credit's going to get hurt. This one guy lived out of his car because of it.
Mm.
How does that make you feel as somebody who, you know, might be close to a military person, that the Army's just going to turn their back on your friend or family member? And maybe this happened to you, and you want to share your story with us. 1-800-259-9231.
They can't be real good for getting new recruits, can it? I mean, people sleeping in their cars because they got injured, because now they have to pay back the Army for their pay that they had gotten.
I think that this would not be good for new recruits, but I doubt this news is really going to trickle down to 18-year-olds in America.
Probably not.
I don't think 18-year-olds are watching ABC News. I don't think they're paying any attention to this.
Most aren't.
Show's over for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we will see you tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.